Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Cam Newton is perhaps the wild card. I actually don't see him starting week one in this offense.
There's no way in hell. When he comes walking in the door, you're going to tell me Jared Sidham's going to be the quarterback? Not if this guy's healthy. No chance.
I would never doubt Cam Newton.
Dale Arnold.
22 teams full of players follow all the rules. Like, when we have 100% freedom, everybody don't follow all the rules.
The recreational activities.
Rich Keefe.
Players left real money on the table. But that's what happens when you have a negotiation into sort of a conflict situation.
Dale and Keefe with Andy Hart.
The New England Patriots love Jared Stidham.
They are a sore loser.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Fourth and final hour of Dale and Keith. Andy Hart in for Dale, broadcasting live from our Shaw's and Star Market studios here in Brighton. Scheim is still, throughout this entire pandemic, maybe the most impressive thing, and really the only good news we've gotten over the last 4 months, is Scheim has been giving you things to bet on every Friday. We're altering it this week because our show is off tomorrow. So Scheim will give us stuff around 1:30 of things to bet on. Pretty soon, you're going to have real sports. Knock on wood.
Fingers crossed.
But he's still just nailing some of this overseas action, I would
say. Sergey.
Whatever it takes. Whatever his strategy happens to be. But we'll
Sergey.
We also have our take that needs a 180. That's also coming up at 1:30. And that's one that I believe actually already got a 180. So you're going to hear.
So it's a 360?
Yeah.
If it's 80? A 180 that already got a 180. That's a 360.
Well, so a lot of times we say, a lot of times what we do is we say, this take needs a 180.
Oh, so this one already got its 180.
Yeah. So we're going to play you what needed it, but then it was already done for itself.
So this is like a soldier changing direction, like dun, 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 and then turn around.
Correct. And an important exercise to be done every year, and that would be ranking the quarterbacks, the starting quarterbacks in the NFL.
Is it important?
For us, it is. Yeah, it is.
If you do talk radio, it is.
It's where I make my money.
So Scheim he updates his list like every day. Like he's all over this. And to be fair, he's been the MVP whisperer the last few years. He has successfully predicted the NFL MVP the last couple of years. Not bad.
Couple or few? You got two?
Couple. Two in a row.
Well,
two in
Lamar
a row.
Jackson, Patrick Mahomes.
Okay, so that's
correct.
Two. Couple. Perfect.
Not bad. And those guys were both long shots at the time. But so 1 through 32, and unlike Chris Sims, who we'll put like Jameis Winston up there, or we'll put some of these backups up there. Like, we're just doing projected starters. I think we all have Patrick Mahomes number one, right?
That's unanimous.
We all have Russell Wilson number two.
He of zero MVP votes.
Which, again, is still pretty crazy. It's
one of the more remarkable notes that you'll ever read.
I think it's one of the reasons is because Seattle just does such a good job of not making him do too much. I don't know. Sometimes it's a hindrance to him because he could probably do a lot more than he's doing. But
he also does so much with, they have offensive line issues 1 year. They have no running game.
Your only receiver is Tyler Lockett.
Right. They have one receiver, and he gets the highlights because you get those roll to the left, put it at Lockett in the back corner of the end zone. Holy crap, let's get sports science to tell me how the hell he dropped that in there. He always has those. He should get votes.
I would have assumed he's never won it, but he probably was a runner-up every year. Like, that's just how my mind goes. Nothing. I also
could have been the runner-up last year. I just didn't get a vote.
True. I just think he's also, since he's coming into the league, maybe the most consistent, whereas Matt Ryan pops off MVP.
Yep.
Cam Newton pops off MVP. Lamar Jackson. Mahomes might consistently do it, but last year he missed a few games, and
right.
so we'll see. But, you know, then Brady was back, had his resurgent year. So
he's the
Russell
closest
Wilson's
to Brady
in the mix.
Because
yes,
Brady did it. Oh, the O-line goes down. Brady will figure out a way. Oh, the tight ends went down. He'll figure out a way. The receiver went down. He'll figure out a way. Russell Wilson's the closest to that. He doesn't do it at as high a level because he's not in the Super Bowl as often. He's not
right.
winning the Super
right.
Bowl as often. But they're going to be a playoff contender because of Russell Wilson.
16 games every single year. Winning record every single year.
Stupid.
Like, we're used to it with Brady, but that's not normal. That's not
no.
how it normally goes. And his numbers are ridiculous. Like, he doesn't throw picks like Brady does. He can actually scoot a little bit, too. So if you want to even bump up some of his passing yard numbers.
And some of the throws are silly. I would say he has better highlights than Brady.
I think
his accuracy
visual.
Might be some of the best I have ever seen out of any quarterback.
I think rolling left for a right-handed quarterback, he's the best yeah. I've ever seen. Best I've
he
ever
might,
seen.
He might be. And he's also such a prime example for if there's a short quarterback, you're like, well, Russell Wilson can do it.
Right.
You know, and you're like,
he's
right,
also the
guys
example of you can run successfully if you do it smart. Russell
yeah.
Wilson does it because he knows when to get out of bounds, because he knows when to get down. He knows when to not give
I mean,
the ball.
I mean, you can make an argument for him being number one.
I can't. Really.
I think you could.
Mahomes is silly.
But if Mahomes is silly.
But the weapons.
I was going to say,
if
Hill
you take
and
the
Kelsey,
weapons away, if you took his weapons and gave them to Russell
like,
Wilson, what would he do?
I like Tyler Lockett, but, you know.
And the durability factor is huge. Like, we've already seen, Mahomes is going to get injured at some point.
Wow.
Wilson doesn't miss a game.
We'll see.
But I don't think...
He had a kneecap injury on a QB sneak. It may be the most freakish injury we've ever seen.
Sure, but...
He didn't stay in bounds like Jimmy Garoppolo.
Russell Wilson has been in the league now, what, 6, 7, 8 years and hasn't missed a game. He's missed, like, one snap.
But it was eight seasons. My point is it's luck. Like, Tom Brady had a million QB sneaks. It could have happened. Like, it could... That was as freak an injury as you'll
yeah,
almost ever
was.
See.
No, that one was. So, to me, it's a clear-cut top two. I also find it funny, like, we were talking earlier how in the NBA, I probably have, like, 20 guys that are like, that's a top 10 player in the NBA. And that's, you know, that's why you have to put it down on paper so you can actually have a real 10.
Right.
It's the opposite in the NFL. I have guys coming up on my list in the top 10 that I wouldn't even, I'd be like, no, there's got to be 10 guys better.
So you just want to leave blanks?
Yeah, I have blanks. I have top
I do
two.
Think it's fair. I said this to you when off air that, you know, sort of the Mike Lombardi theory that there's really only a handful of franchise QBs, and then in any given year, guys will slide into that
yeah.
next phase. So you could leave it heading into 2020. Here's my top four or two, even if you wanted to. And then I'm going to leave these five slots blank because the way the season plays out is going to determine who I think deserves to be in this slot.
Right.
Right? Because the top two, is there anybody on the planet that doesn't have those two, 1-2? Maybe Packers fans. Maybe some Saints fans.
Maybe, but no. Like, realistically, it's those two guys. Plus, they both have the Super Bowl. So, like, if one of your knocks, because there's a couple of guys here that are pretty high, but where's the playoff success?
Right.
Like, you don't, those guys have it. And they also both fit the bill. Like, we're talking about for the 2020 season. But if you're doing the, like, long term, like, okay, they're both young. I mean, Mahomes much younger than even Wilson, but still, like, they both have many years left. So, anyway, they're the top two. For me, I go Deshaun Watson at 3.
I went Aaron Rodgers at 3.
And I went Lamar Jackson.
So those, to me, are in some order 3, 4, and 5.
Well, not on my list.
Not you.
No.
Okay.
Not on my list either.
What?
Okay. I have Deshaun Watson 4.
Okay.
And then 5, I have Drew Brees.
I have Aaron Rodgers at 5, and I have Dak Prescott at 4.
So Drew Brees,
Dak
to me,
Prescott.
Is not a top 5 quarterback. Talk about just, you know, the system and weapons. I do not have faith in Drew Brees as being, like, a top 5 guy. No, thank you.
It's fair.
But
it helps when your receiver is catching a record number of passes and only drops one.
Yeah, I think he's
right. But
the numbers
we don't hold
the
receivers against Patrick Mahomes. He's got the best weapons.
Regardless of his weapons, he's still going to be tremendous. Drew Brees, however, would not.
Drew Brees
what if
has
the game's
been
outside?
Good for a long time.
What if
with
it's
various
outdoors?
Weapons?
I think he's gotten a little bit worse.
Marcus Colston. Oh, he's great.
Nice. He's a decent possession receiver.
Yeah, he was with Drew Brees.
It's just like Tom Brady and Deion Branch.
Right.
Marcus Colston probably better than Deion Branch.
But the point is, I think those guys very much benefit from playing with a truly elite quarterback. And we haven't necessarily seen the lean years for Patrick Mahomes when he signs his $40 million contract and the weapon cupboard isn't quite as stocked how he reacts to it.
No, but we're just talking about this season, though.
No, I know.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, we should have got into that. I don't know what I use for criteria on various
people. Because you're all over the map?
All over the map. Like,
yeah.
weapons, I give you bonus credit for not having weapons, and I think you're good. And if you had weapons, you'd be better. Oh, you have weapons, you get downgraded because you have the benefit of the weapon. There's a
I
lot
took
of
situation and talent into account. That's kind of what I based it off of. What kind of situation are they in? That includes, I guess, talent and coaching staff. And then how good is this guy?
Because Tom Brady, to me, is the perfect example of last season. I probably at the end of the year had him like hanging on to 10, and that's probably because of the good time memories. Probably more like 12.
Yep, I think that's fair.
And this year, he hasn't gotten better, but his situation's gotten a whole lot better. And now he's with two of the best receivers in the league.
So his talent has, but has the coaching staff gotten better? Has his is the playbook going to be better?
No, but if
he has an offensive minded coach with a scheme that put up
brand new scheme
big numbers.
So you're gonna have a mix of Brady, a mix of Arians in there, which is gonna be it's gonna have a lot of kinks.
So I ended up having Tom Brady.
Were there a lot of kinks in 07 when everybody said I was gonna take some time? Yeah. Moss is gonna have to wear.
Moss is gonna be in the
that's different. Brady had been in the same system the entire year, and he just had to tell him, Randy, just go run.
Right,
that's different.
Yeah, it's different, but it's the same. It's a major change.
No, you're just bringing a receiver into a system that had been in place for years.
No, Stallworth and Welker, they were all new. The entire team was new.
And the quarterback had been in the system for years at that point.
Right, and all these guys, or a bunch of these guys, have been in the system for a
while. It would be one thing that if you were taking Mike Evans and O.J. Howard and Chris Godwin and putting them in the Patriots system that Tom Brady has been running for two decades.
So would you rather use Peyton Manning as an example?
Yeah, Peyton Manning.
Because he was pretty good in Denver.
He was pretty good.
No, his first year. That's Brady's first year this year. My point is, it's not impossible. And in fact, with the great ones and the good ones, when you mix the great quarterback and the good receivers, a lot of times it comes together and works pretty well.
He's been doing two-a-days all month.
Right.
So, I mean, I think
they all know the playbook like the back of their hands by now.
So I have Tom Brady at number 6.
I do too.
I have him at number 10.
See, that to me is a little low. Again, just
I also had him lower last year than you did.
Yeah,
I had him by the 15 to 16, 17 range. Yeah. So I still bumped him up the same amount. Okay. It's just I don't have him as high as you.
The delta is the same.
So see if you have any issues with this. So I have Brady 6, Matt Ryan 7, Carson Wentz 8, Dak Prescott 9, Drew Brees 10.
I am very much out on Carson Wentz. I understand that he did a lot last year. He's the first quarterback to throw for over 4,000 yards without a receiver getting 500.
Right.
I understand that. I think that's more a product of Doug Peterson and his system than it is Carson Wentz's talent.
So what if I put Carson Wentz on the Chiefs?
I think he'd be
good. Well, he has Andy Reid. He'd be good.
Yeah.
Okay. So he's pretty good because Patrick Mahomes has all those things, and you put Patrick Mahomes on the top of the mountain.
Yeah, but you wouldn't put – if you put Carson Wentz on the Chiefs offense, he's not the best quarterback in football.
Oh, I don't know that. I think there's a chance you put Carson Wentz on the Chiefs, he wins an MVP. I think there's a chance of that.
There's a chance.
So the Doug Peterson system is very similar to the Andy Reid system. He's from the Andy Reid tree, right?
Yes.
So we saw how good Nick Foles did in that system. It's not, and Nick Foles, nobody is saying Nick Foles is a top 10 quarterback.
No, it's going to take a while for me to get to Nick Foles.
Foles were a little bit later on my
exactly.
List.
Yeah. Therefore, by comparison, I don't think Carson Wentz is that good out there.
So Carson Wentz was going to be the MVP in 17 before he got hurt. Right?
Yes.
He was on his was on his way.
He could win an MVP. He has the skills to win an MVP. There is no doubt in my mind.
He played 13 games that year and had 33 touchdowns, 7 picks.
That's good.
So he was on his way. The
next
year,
13 games.
Right.
And had what?
33 touchdowns.
Yeah. And how many yards?
Just under 3,300.
So much better than Cam Newton's projection.
Cam Newton also hasn't always been a big time thrower. He's also not the Andy Reid offense.
But anyway, sure. I like.
So the Andy Reid offense, you throw around in a weird way.
I think it's one of the probably the best offense in football.
And I think
best
that's
designed
fair.
Offense.
Oh, yeah.
But you use it as a negative for Wentz, but not for Mahomes.
I do use it as a negative for Mahomes.
But he's the number one quarterback.
Yeah, but that's also because he's unbelievably talented in a way that he makes that offense even better.
How do we know for sure, though, when he's in the best offense with arguably the best weapons?
Yeah, because Alex Smith looked pretty good the year before.
Right,
But it comes back to the same argument with Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, right? How do we know that? I think it's a product of how they started, right? I think Patrick Mahomes, if he started in a system that wasn't Andy Reid's, he wouldn't be as good as he is right now at this point in his career. I think the Andy Reid system has helped him, but I also think that his talent is nearly immeasurable.
Right, but my point is you sort of push down Carson Wentz.
Yeah, because I can watch with my eyes. And you criticize me for not using my eyes.
Oh, we're watching games now? I thought you only watched spreadsheets.
No,
all 22.
Shocker, I do both.
All 22.
Look at you.
All right, where do you guys have Cam Newton? That's probably the whole reason for the exercise And
you drew bored of our little argument.
Take the Carson Wentz argument off.
22.
Here. Stop it. Is that for real?
Yeah.
I have him 15. Or 14, sorry.
I have him 12. But again, I think when you actually sit down to do this, you can really take groups at a time. So we all have a clear-cut top two. And then after that, maybe 3 through 6 are similar. And then like 7 through 15, and then like 16 through 25, and then the bottom tier.
Sure.
So I have like the group I have him in with is just after Breeze and Kirk Cousins, and then just ahead of Stafford, Murray, Tannehill, Mayfield, like that kind of group. That's the territory that he's in.
So I have him just after Mayfield, Murray, Tannehill, Allen.
You guys have Mayfield super high.
I got Mayfield at 16.
I have Mayfield at 28.
That way I can say he's a top half of the league quarterback.
You watched that Lawrence Guy interception one too many times.
No, I didn't. Move on. I haven't watched that a second time.
28's insane.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Who do you have
taking into account?
Who do you have at 27?
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
take a lap, Shyam. Shyam, take a lap.
I would rather have Fitzpatrick than Mayfield.
No, you wouldn't.
For the 2020 season?
No, you wouldn't.
The situation is...
For one week, you would. For one week, the Fitzmagic week, you'd have him then.
He's having, his third coach now?
You got to pick the week, though. You got to make sure you pick the right week with him.
You do. Other than that, you're going to get a guy that's going to lose his job halfway through the year anyway.
Throws a lot of interceptions.
Fitzpatrick or Mayfield?
Mayfield.
I was
at least Fitzpatrick has a 3-week stint where he might be the best quarterback in football every year.
I'm not going to pick him to be the MVP again. There's egg on my face for that. But I'm not writing off Baker Mayfield.
No.
I'm not done on Baker Mayfield by a long stretch.
I'm not done, but I don't think in 2020 he's going to have tons of success.
You have him as the 28th quarterback. You seem to be done with Baker Mayfield.
Well, but Baker Mayfield has been Ryan Fitzpatrick over his 2-year career. Really good and really bad.
Has he been really good?
His rookie year, he was
really good.
He was solid.
And I will tell you, you talk about visual. Even in the game where he sucked against the Patriots last year, there are few quarterbacks when they throw in rhythm, when they drop, plant on their back foot, and fire a fastball down the seam that looks better.
I also, obviously.
Few in the game.
I wanted him to look good, but when they played that stretch of 8 garbage quarterbacks, he actually flashed a couple times where you're like, he looks like an NFL quarterback at the very least. The other guys that they faced in the first half of the season were not.
I think in the Kevin Stefanski system, I think he's going to be better, but right now, this second, he's dealing with a new coach.
Do you have Sam
Darnold
ranked ahead of him?
No, I have Sam Darnold below him.
Oh, okay, all right. I know
again, that's an Adam Gase thing, though, more than it is a Sam Darnold thing.
See, this is where I like, where we all pull these various factors
we pick,
in.
And we just
that's an Adam Gase thing. I feel bad for Darnold.
So I don't feel bad for him. I just, Gase is
so
bad.
So Cam Newton, 22. Two.
Yeah. I think
so
there's questions.
Is Josh Allen better than him?
I have Josh Allen at 20. I think there are definite
questions.
So Newton
to you is not the best quarterback in the
division. He's in a group of questionable quarterbacks. It would not stun me if I'm talking about him as a top 10 quarterback. When he answers the questions about coming, is he healthy, Dale? If he's healthy, he's got some upside. But is he healthy and is he still Cam? Or does the new healthy, he just doesn't throw the same fastball anymore. He just doesn't run like he used to. Oh, he's got a little limp. Whatever it may be, whatever the new age limitations may be.
No, we don't know.
And he's in a new scheme. And the weapons are questionable.
They've always been for him, to be fair.
No, I know.
Yeah.
But he still has to overcome it. If I'm wowed by him overcoming the weapons, he still has to wow me again.
No, I understand.
Right?
Now, this
are we
the...
just presuming that he's going to make the weapons?
I don't think that's accurate.
We went over it yesterday.
Demir Bird's going to have 10 touchdown catches.
Demir Bird's going to get cut.
I know. That's
he's
my
not gonna
point.
Be, he's
there's
not
nobody
be
that's that good.
But no, see, I think the receivers or the weapons are better than you give them credit for. And this is just we've had this argument before. I think now that they're healthy, they're going to be better. You still just outright think they suck. And that's fair. I can't really argue against you there because the track record of last year, they kind of sucked.
So who's going to have the serious growth in production? Where are you seeing this guy is healthy?
It has to be N'Keal Harry. It has to be the tight end position. However that looks, just catches, yards, touchdowns from
just
that position.
It has to be. Doesn't mean it will be.
And well, I think Edelman can have another great year.
But I think if you're betting on Cam Newton this year, those are things that you're betting on. All of it's an unknown, but you would say the tight end position is a net positive. The running backs can't be worse, can they?
The positive at the tight end position could be really little. They're better, but they're still not impact. They're still not valuable.
If you get with every single guy, I know they could get hurt, but if Sanu and Harry play 15 games instead of, I think they combined for 15 or whatever it was. They didn't play much. I don't know. Can N'Keal Harry make a couple of plays? He doesn't need to be an all-pro, but can he do what Devin Funchess did in 2015?
But he has to make more than a couple plays.
Can he have 750 yards, right? I think that's a fair line.
That is a very fair line. For a second-year first-round pick,
He should, and I think he can.
I think he can as well.
I don't love him by any means, but I think that's a fair number. Yes,
he
can.
There's no doubt in my mind. Will he? I have concerns about the health beyond. He was dinged up every practice I ever watched. He tapped out.
Like a Malcolm Mitchell kind of injury?
No, Mitchell was damaged goods. This is more like, is he going to tweak a hammy in this game and then roll an ankle in this game where he goes to the sideline and then comes back? And
I have questions. And you went down and you're like, yes. Is he going to go on the pup list? And you're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And IR.
But then I also just have the simple. Is he quick enough to get open? Is he only going to win contested catches?
Is Devin Funchess really quick enough to get open?
But he made it work for him.
Exactly. So
I think Newton can do that with him.
Yeah, exactly.
To make it work.
I think together, Cam is so used to playing with a receiver like that. I think that alone is going to help N'Keal Harry more than having Jarrett Stidham as his quarterback, to be honest.
Get his ass to LA.
Where do you guys have Jimmy Garoppolo ranked? 1 through 32.
I have him at 16.
Okay, I went 17, so very similar.
I got him at 11.
Wow.
I'm a Jimmy guy.
Wow.
I'm a Jimmy guy.
And I love Kyle Shanahan. That's too high.
Me too. That's eyeballs emoji.
I like
and
him.
And not, keep your nudes. That's just like, wow.
I like Jimmy more than most, and there's no doubt that weighs my opinion. Have you seen I think it was TikTok. People love to do examples of NFL quarterbacks. Did you see that one that made the rounds where the guy used the video game?
Yes, I did.
And Jimmy Garoppolo just hands off and the guy goes 40 yards. Yeah. And
that's man.
Fair. He had a great running game.
He's the NFC Ryan Tannehill.
And he missed. Well, no, because Tannehill.
I actually like Tannehill more.
Tannehill
as a passer,
failed for an extended period of time. Now, you can make any excuse you want for the offenses he went in, but he failed for an extended period of time. Jimmy hasn't failed for an extended period of time.
No, I think he's right on that bubble. He's on that mid-range bubble where if he has a great year this year, he is a top 10 quarterback.
No, I'm telling you, right.
How about if he hit a damn throw? He hit a single throw in the Super
Bowl. Yeah,
he
hits that throw to Emmanuel Sanders.
Changes his life.
I think I know.
That was an Eminem vomit on your shirt, mom spaghetti moment. Right?
How about that reference?
No, it was.
Andy,
well
the
played.
Clouds with the pop culture.
Only gets 11 out of 20 movies, but he gets an Eminem line.
I don't really. This is bullying, One, two, three bullying. Of you making
it's
fun of me and laughing at
no,
me.
No, we're not. We're
bullying.
We're not. We're laughing with you, not at
what's
you.
Happening.
I'm not laughing.
So I think I know what your answer would be, but I'm curious if just for 2020, contracts aside, if you had Cam Newton or Jimmy Garoppolo as your Patriots quarterback.
Jimmy Garoppolo.
You think you'd be overwhelming? Do you think that's who most fans would want?
I think fans would be frauds and think Bill wants him and answer Jimmy Garoppolo because Bill wants him.
Forget about what Bill wants. What do you want? Would you
Easy
want
Lou?
So everything else aside, just the quarterback himself, healthy, contract aside, personnel,
because
the whole deal.
I think if you That's had Jimmy question. Locked up for 6 years,
I think I want Garoppolo.
One year. And let's say they're both on a 1 year deal or they have 1 year left. Let's
Newton.
Say whatever reason Jimmy stayed.
Because if I hit a home run with Newton,
I think the
he can carry
higher.
Me. Yeah. Jimmy, I
you're
don't,
probably right.
Who's
actually,
with Jimmy for
right.
if
Jimmy,
you, no, the
Jimmy
1 year
have,
swayed me.
Yes,
if you said, who would
year.
I take?
1 year.
I
one
can
year.
Try to get my tight end a year later. I can yep. try to get, but it's 1 year.
1 year it has
Cam
to be.
Cam Newton is capable of carrying an NFL team if he's healthy.
If you're pushing your chips all
Garoppolo,
in,
Jimmy
good.
Can't carry an NFL team.
Garoppolo,
Jimmy's good, but he can't carry an NFL
no,
team.
No, he's good when you have the best run game in the conference and the best defense in football.
And one of the best coaches in football.
And his system
loves,
guy
loves
over
Shan,
here.
Shan
God. Damn system.
It.
Systems matter, man.
Pull your head out of the system's anus.
But
systems matter.
Turn it sideways again. anybody else that you want to just hit on before we get to Shyam's free money and our take that needs a 180?
I'd just like to say wherever you guys have Dak Prescott, probably too low.
I have him 9.
Too low. Too low.
9's fine.
14.
I got him in the top 10.
Way too
wow.
low.
Wow.
14. Yeah.
You guys
he's
do,
fine.
Maybe you guys,
as long as you give him the best running game, best offensive line, a star receiver, he's fine.
Yeah. He had
when
he
you
had
take
Jason
any one
Garrett
of those away,
coach.
People wanted to bench him and get rid of him.
The Cowboys don't even want to sign him.
He's a bum.
Amari Cooper, when he didn't play, Dak Prescott played better.
I just pulled a Rex Ryan. I'd like to take back bum. He's not a bum.
He's not a bum. He's a top 10 quarterback,
bum.
According to me. Here.
Can we talk about who's 32nd?
Yeah,
who's,
Dwayne Haskins,
Nick Foles.
Wow,
Tyrod Taylor.
Nick
See,
Foles?
I did do a weird thing. I did the slash. Where I did Tyrod Taylor.
I just put who will play the most games.
For
okay. is who
the,
I put
Chargers.
Down.
Yeah, Tyrod Taylor.
My bottom five was Haskins in order from worst to up. Haskins. Whatever. We're almost done. Haskins, T-Mobile, Fitzpatrick, Darnold, Minshew.
Okay, mine was Foles is the worst. Gardner Minshew, 31st.
Okay.
Dwayne Haskins, 30. Taylor Herbert, 29, and Tua Fitzpatrick, 28.
Yeah, pretty similar.
From 28 to 32, I had Mayfield, Darnold, Burrow, Haskins, Taylor. And Burrow's only that low specifically because he has not thrown a single NFL pass.
Mayfield and Burrow. I mean, well, Burrow's a tough one. I understand. That's a tough one. I put him at 24, but that he could go up, but he could stay
there.
You
know where I had Joe Burrow?
No, I
15.
Don't.
I love
15.
I love Joe Burrow.
You're insane.
Love Joe Burrow.
You are insane.
I had to talk myself out of dropping him down to 15. I like Joe Burrow a lot.
I do too, but you do realize he plays for the Cincinnati Bengals, right?
But I'm just, that's one where I just said he's good. I'm not sure he can lift that whole organization and do what he needs to do in year one.
He's going
to
try.
But he is good.
All right, there you
he's
go.
A those are stud. And you got Mayfield at what, 29?
Yeah, come on. You're
you lost all credibility.
So just
to conclude,
you never had it.
To conclude again, I have Cam Newton at 12, Shime at 14, and Andy at 22.
It's because of the Superman celebration.
He hates it so much. If he would just hand the ball to the ref, I'd like him a lot more. All right, we got our take that needs a 180 coming up, plus Shime's still betting on stuff throughout the pandemic. He'll give you four picks for the long weekend as well. It is Dale and Keith with Andy Hart, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Drive home with OMF, weekday afternoons 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now, the NFL reportedly going to decrease the number of preseason games from 4 down to 2, eliminating weeks 1 and 4. Celtics had no positive COVID-19 tests, and every player on the roster is willing to enter the bubble in Disney this month to resume the NBA season. NHL eyeing Toronto and Edmonton as hub cities for their potential restart. That won't become official until the NHLPA votes on the proposal. We're getting words on Phase 3 here in Massachusetts starting on Monday the 6th. And great news for Andy Hart, gyms are opening up.
No, greater news.
Get back to working out.
Youth sports can
gyms
move on to the game phase potentially.
Gotta get your swole on.
And good news.
I can't lift for another month plus.
Well, you're gonna do steroids, aren't
you? That's a you issue.
I knew it. I knew it. He's already ordered. All he's been doing is looking online.
Cranked
for illegal steroids.
I called Rodney.
I'm actually excited. Good news for me. Museums are opening up.
You've never been to a museum a day in your life.
Very educated man.
So. Drunk History Museum. You could do that. That'd be fun.
Museum.
I would. Ooh, they have one.
I'm sure they
I
do.
Would love
somewhere.
A comic book museum. If you're working from home, keep up to date with Boston Sports Info by listening to WEEI on your smart speaker. Just say, hey, Alexa, play WEEI. Do I have a read here, Sharm? No, don't.
Line!
I don't think I have it. I think I lost it. I will. Nope, you know what? I have it right now. I'm a professional.
Professional what?
Trending.
Good stall.
Right, trending brought to you by, if you guys would let me finish, Awaken 180 Weight Loss, who is built to help clients lose weight through holidays like the 4th of July. Be prepared for all future celebrations and call the solution for weight loss, Awaken 180 Weight Loss. I'm Rich Keefe. That's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Dick, Dale, and Keith.
Let's get back
with Andy Hart
on Sports Radio WEEI.
On WEEI.
Before we get to our take that needs a 180, turns out it got the 180. Let's get you the latest from Cam Newton on Instagram, who has just the most bizarre font. As much as I love Cam Newton and is excited that Cam Newton is here, can't defend Andy Hart the font. So I'm going to try my best to read it.
So you're supposed to ignore, like, for example, the word not is there with the little enye sign over it. So, but you don't say it as an enye like you would in Spanish.
I think it's just the font. I'm sorry, what?
Nyat.
Andy obviously took a lot of Spanish classes. So si, there's a photo of Cam Newton. What would you say? Was he grimacing? What is that?
I think he could be doing curls.
Maybe he's doing some sort of weightlifting.
Maybe preacher curls? The preacher bench?
Strenuous.
Yeah.
I would call it strenuous.
Exerting himself.
And maybe doing some calf raises.
Oh, could be.
Could be leg press.
Romanian deadlifts.
This is my best guess as to what the caption says. It's not a lot of things money cannot buy, but amongst the top of that list of things you would find respect as one of those. This is not about money for me. It's about respect. Then a bunch of emojis. It looks to me like the devil greater than money bag.
Many times.
A bunch over. And then here come the hashtags. All I know is work. I'm betting it all on me. Ooh, then he has like all the playing cards and then a dice. I like that.
Yeah, betting.
Shine through the shade. Not for likes, just for life. I like that. That's a good message.
See, I think the prior one should become Shime's new thing. But do shine through the shade. Hashtag.
Nah, we're not doing that. But anyway, there's the latest from Cam Newton. And now it's time.
So my time ready to shine, Andy. Come on.
I got to tell you, if
ready.
I see this, and I'm Jared Stidham, and we'll wait, and I don't know if you guys can do the work behind the scenes, but however many googly eyes and reactions I get from Stephon Gilmore, Julian Edelman, James White, if I am Jared Stidham, I may actually announce my retirement later this afternoon. I can't. I'm not reporting to camp. I'm concerned about coronavirus because I don't want to get my butt whooped by Cameron Newton.
Cameron Newton is going to win that job, I would say.
Certainly feels that way.
Do we see who's like this? Will I be able to even see? Or googly eyes or any of that? Anyway, you guys can figure that out. All right. Here's this week's take that needs a 180, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Believe it or not, it has to do with Cam Newton, who has been the absolute topic all week long. Our very own Dale Arnold on Monday reacted to the signing of Cam Newton.
Let's now say that we think that Cam Newton will be the starting quarterback for the Patriots. I think I go from 7 or 8 wins to like 10 wins.
10, yeah. All right, so Dale likes the move.
10 wins, baby. 10 wins get you in the playoffs.
10 wins, absolutely, especially with the extra wild card. I think it probably wins you the division. I'm not sold on the Bills. Maybe a tiebreaker.
Okay.
Maybe they both go 10 and 6.
Very excited. Dale was excited.
Right. He said 7 wins or 8, so up 3 wins.
Yeah.
All right. I don't think that necessarily needed a 180, but maybe he gave one to himself on Tuesday.
This is a good signing for the Patriots because there is low risk, high reward, and it's going to fail.
Oh.
10 wins now failure.
It's going to fail.
10
wins is failing?
Apparently.
I
10
love
wins
10
postseason.
Wins.
We just gave him a playoff spot and maybe a division crown for like the 800th straight year.
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
And
10 wins?
Now it's a failure.
I would take 10
fail.
Wins.
Dale says fail.
Not sure. Awaken 180, who was built to help clients lose weight through holidays like the 4th of July, be prepared for all future celebrations and call the solution for weight loss, Awaken 180 Weight Loss. That has happened a couple of times. I think Wiggy was on once where he gave himself the 180, and we had two clips of Wiggy from earlier in the week. Maybe it was his sports are definitely going to happen, sports are definitely not going to happen.
Yeah.
He gave himself the 180 there.
Could
so
be renamed the Rob Manfred segment.
Oh.
Because he tends to have to pull a 180 relatively quickly.
Rob Manfred, listen, I never want to call for somebody's job because plenty of people do that for me, and it's not nice. It's
I saw like 5 today.
It's not nice say, you should not have a job. I have a small child that is depending on me to
and
bring
a dog
home
who's a wuss.
My dog's not a wuss.
Afraid of fireworks.
Like most people, hates fireworks and understands that it's just loud noise in the sky and it doesn't need to happen. But Rob Manfred should not be the commissioner of Major League Baseball.
Well,
there's no way.
His latest snafu.
Yeah, he went on Dan Patrick's show.
Could cost his owners, a.k.a. his bosses, somewhere in the range. If the numbers that other reporters have thrown out there upon grievances of the whole negotiating in good faith, bad faith thing, I've heard the word $1 billion.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure any employee on the planet that costs their boss $1 billion, you're on thin ice.
Dan Patrick had him on, and long story short, he went on there and he's like, well, we were never going to play more than 60 games. That was never going to happen. Like, so is that
Can I be the lawyer that pleads the case for the players and just say, Exhibit A, we have Rob Manfred on the Dan Patrick Show. I'm going to lunch, Your Honor.
And so he clarified to the USA Today, or tried to, I should say. He said, quote, beep. My point was that no matter what happened with the union, the way things unfolded with the second spike, we would have ended up with only time for 60 games anyway. As time went on, it became clearer and clearer that the course of the virus was going to dictate how many games we could play. I don't think you really mentioned the second spike. Ooh, in your thing there.
You lying your ass off.
So that's not going to work.
Your correction worse than Jake Fromm's.
I'm sure Lou Maloney will have more on Rob Manfred coming up at 2 o'clock today on OMF. But right now it is time. We're moving it from Friday to today because we don't have a show tomorrow. But Chris Scheim is going to help us bet on things this weekend. That's American. That's more American than fireworks, Andy Hart.
Betting
on sports.
Yeah.
But first, let's find out how Scheim did last week.
Borussia Dortmund, only -130 favorites.
That's okay.
All right, Dale. Moscow table tennis, because as previously stated, I am now 16-2 in Moscow table tennis, 4-0 when betting against guys named Sergey.
Please.
And that trend continues today. We're taking Alexei Yanshayev at -170. we got the Manly Sea Eagles taking on the Cronulla Sharks this weekend. I'm taking the Manly Sea Eagles here. I'm really leaning hard towards Bryson DeChambeau.
Ran out of breath.
Bryson!
I really like Bryson DeChambeau.
Big biceps Bryson
this
weekend.
That was a sigh. It wasn't me running out of breath, guys. Come on.
No, it was you running out of breath.
Oh!
That's all right, Scheim. You continue that great streak of the only Russian one I table care tennis.
About.
That's it.
Honestly, it's the
it's
only one I care
the
about.
Most remarkable record I'll ever hold in my life.
It's like, you know, Maguire in the home run chase or whatever.
It's exactly like that.
The little tidbit I care about, the big picture, I don't.
Right. Scheim is now 5-0 when betting against guys named Sergey in Russian table tennis. And overall, 17-2 betting on Russian table tennis.
It really is ridiculous.
Unbelievable.
You flip tails like 17 times in a row. It's like mathematically impossible.
Now, I don't know when their season comes to an end.
Nor does Scheim.
Kept that close.
No clue.
No, he doesn't know how it scores.
Oh, by the way, I wanted to tell you, too, that Alexei Yanshayev played Sergey Skotnikov three times.
Yeah.
And Alexei Yanshayev won every single
time. Yeah, this Sergey guy is trash. He's not very good at table
tennis. How many Sergeys are there?
I've seen six different names.
Okay, so you have six
opportunities. Because I've bet on six different ones. I haven't found a seventh one. So I'm betting against somebody else today.
We will
so you're 6-0 betting against Sergeys?
I'm sorry, 5-0. I haven't found a
sixth. All different Sergeys.
All different Sergeys.
It's not like you found the guy who just sucks.
Right.
Piled up on him.
Right.
Wow. This is like...
It's a remarkable
It's basically a scientific study on sucky Sergeys in table tennis.
So let's find out if there are any more Sergeys in action over the long weekend. Scheim, what do you have for us this 4th of July weekend?
So right off the bat, we're going to go to the English Premier League. There's no Bundesliga this weekend.
Ah.
So I'm going to go to the English Premier League instead.
All right.
I'm going to bet on a team that's actually pretty hot right now. That'd be Leicester City. Currently -150 taking on Crystal Palace.
I think it's Leicester City.
Crystal
Is it
Palace?
Leicester?
I think it might be Leicester City.
Leicester.
Crystal Palace.
At least I didn't
like
say Leicester.
A place your NBA players would want to go.
I bet they have good drink deals, too.
Yes.
Either
Put
way,
your hands together.
Leicester City is, I believe, they're third in the UEFA for the Premier League.
All right.
So they're really battling for a spot there.
I don't hate that.
And so I like Leicester City this
week. Okay.
Second pick we have, going back down to Australian rugby, or this
the day,
is the National Rugby League.
Put another shrimp on the bobby.
I'll have a Foster's, please. Thank you.
Dingo ate my baby.
So I was looking at this. This is just a battle of two sucky teams. I'm super excited about it.
It's a wallaby.
The Brisbane Broncos have lost 5 in a row.
That ain't enough.
And they're favored for some reason. So I'm going to take the New Zealand Warriors getting 5.5 points taken on the Brisbane Broncos this week.
Do you know there are no snakes on New Zealand? They don't have a single snake on the island.
Did they release like a bunch of mongooses that went and killed them
maybe
all?
Maybe they did, Scheim.
No, they just never got there,
maybe. They
what is the natural predator of a snake? Is it a mongoose?
Mongoose get after
my
them.
Honey badgers?
And Andy Hart's right on lawnmower.
Take them out.
Yeah.
Anyways, we have a sport that I have yet to bet on, actually.
Woo!
Well, the sport itself I've bet on, but the league I have never bet on. And this would be Japanese baseball.
The NFL. About time.
Major League Baseball.
I love it.
So in Japanese baseball, we have the Kunichi Dragons taking on the Tokyo Yomiuri Giants. Give me the Dragons getting a run and a half right now.
That's an age-old battle.
Giants versus
a dragon?
Take the dragon.
Always take the dragon.
They have fire on their side. And
they fly.
Flight.
Yeah, right, Giants just run
What's going on over in Japan? Do they have fans?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I don't know, though.
I love when you ask him a question, he gives that blank.
It's like, I'm telling you, the winner.
Not prepared.
99% of the time, I don't have the answer.
All right, what's your other one?
You got the Charlie Casserly. Don't bring up something we didn't talk about in the production meeting.
The final pick of the week.
Here we go.
As everyone's been waiting for.
Fingers crossed.
Russian table tennis.
Sergey.
So the guy we're betting on this week.
Yes. Doesn't matter who we bet.
Is Alexander Grybkov at -118.
Grybkov.
He is taking on Sergey Yurevich Skotnikov. We're betting against another Sergey, boys.
Skotsunikov.
It's the only thing that makes sense. It really is.
I mean, I have to, at this point, like, I am required to just bet against a Sergey every week until it loses.
It's your thing.
It's the only little bit of shining light in the dark, dark skies that is 2020. We know that Sergey is going to lose in Russian table tennis, and we always bet accordingly.
I just have to pick the right Sergey, and this is the one, right?
Play your hits.
Because there's a different Sergey I saw that's favored by, like, he was like -1200. We're not betting against that Sergey.
Trap. That's a sucker bet. They're setting you up for the fall.
Right, but Grybkov, he's going to beat Sergey.
You're like Goldberg undefeated right now. Once you lose, you just run to the mill wrestle.
Yeah.
I'm like Undertaker. I'm better than Goldberg. I am Undertaker at WrestleMania.
Sean, to recap your picks once again for the long weekend.
Quick recap. We got English Premier League. Leicester City -150 taking on Crystal Palace. National Rugby League, we got New Zealand Warriors +5.5 taking on the Brisbane Broncos. Japanese baseball, we got the Kunuchi Dragons at +1.5 taking on the Tokyo Yomiuri Giants. And Russian table tennis, we got Alexander Grybkov -118 versus Sergey Yurevich Skotnikov.
I love it, Shyam. Thank you so much. And we do have an update on the Cam Newton Instagram post. Eamon, it was James White and Steph Gilmore have already liked it.
That's correct.
Oh, boy. When was the last time they liked a Stidham post?
It's been a while.
They said
who? Him at a wedding?
Do they even follow Stidham anymore?
Yeah, they're out. They're out on that. All right, we will wrap things up with what else you got. Plus, we have poll results for both our movie club for next week and our quickie Twitter poll on Dale Keefe WEEI. Fireworks, yay or nay? Are you on my side or Andy Hart's side? We'll give you the results of that when we come back.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dale and Keith.
Middays 10 to 2.
On WEEI.
All right, wrapping things up here on Dale and Keefe. Andy Hart in for Dale today as we get you set for your long weekend. Although Andy Hart is back tomorrow.
Yep.
8 o'clock? 9 o'clock? 8 o'clock.
8 to noon. Bradfoe Show. Dickerson
go.
Hart. You taking
go.
You into the holiday
Eamon
weekend.
Will be there.
Best producer in the biz.
Wearing a tank top.
You're off this week?
All right, dude.
No, I'm with you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Good one, Andy.
Well, we're going to talk fireworks, top 32 quarterbacks.
I have one bit.
Our favorite 4th of July cookout food.
Has Andy Hart seen it? Here's the.
We should go. Has Andy Hart eaten it?
The answer is yes.
The answer is definitely yes.
Has he lifted it?
Andy, from me to you, yeah, you've eaten it all.
It is. One note here, if you're planning on going to the Vanilla Ice concert this weekend in Texas, it's been canceled.
Interesting.
Now, when he was promoting,
shocker.
He was promoting it. He did say that the 90s were better because there was no coronavirus in the 90s. So he had that.
He's not wrong.
But thousands of people were going to go to a concert in Texas to go see Vanilla Ice. But it
would
was
you go see Vanilla Ice?
Right now,
for like the
pandemic?
One song. See, he's the example of the shine. You bet against Sergey, I'm happy. Yeah. You sing Ice, Ice Baby, I'm happy. Anything else?
Yeah, I figured.
What was the?
Does he bookend his concert with Ice, Ice Baby?
He should. No,
start
the whole concert.
And
yeah,
it?
I don't
always
want like the Ninja Turtles
no,
stuff.
I like Ninja Rap.
No,
I have no problem with Ninja
Turtles.
Rap. I can't
wrong.
Name a third song, but
oh, there was another one.
I don't think
I remember
so.
Liking.
All right, the results are in. So for what else you got today? We have two poll results, both very important to the program.
I am the winner.
The Dale and Keith Movie Club nominees, there were only three this week. Curious, you might say, but there were only three. I nominated District 9, Andy Hart nominated The Highwaymen, and Shime nominated Gridiron Gang. And with 41.2% of the vote, The Highwaymen is the winner.
So I get a victory before Dale?
Yes.
Yes, you do.
That's
you've only nominated a movie, what, twice now?
No, once. I am
one for one.
One and one.
District 9 was a close second at 37.2, and then Gridiron Gang, 21.6. So we'll watch The Highwaymen over the weekend and then talk about it next week.
And did we decide, since I'm on vacation next week, am I doing like a little call-in?
Yeah, you'll do a phone.
Yeah, you're going to give a call-in.
You'll do a phone.
You can ask. You don't have to tell.
Well, could you? Is there any chance you could work it in?
Like a comp day?
I mean, if you don't want to do it, fine. We won't have you on. It's that simple.
That's done.
I just wanted to win the poll.
Now, the more important poll, and did Andy Hart win this? Andy Hart and I are on different ends of the spectrum when it comes to fireworks. I am a big no thank you on fireworks. Andy Hart is a big yes, there's nothing better than noise and color in the sky.
Boom!
So our question was very simple. Fireworks. The two answers, yay or nay?
Oh, why didn't you use modern English?
Because this makes more sense. People can understand.
Yes or
what this
no?
Is.
People are confused.
Well,
they saw
a cool
why.
They're not confused.
They're like, oh, that means yes, but that's the end of the word.
56% of you said nay, and you are correct.
And you're
nay
all bad Americans because, as was pointed out to me via a text, the Declaration of Independence, John Adams declares that the 4th, actually the 2nd
There's
of July,
of
now the 4th of July, there is to be booms and bangs and bonfires from coast to coast in this great nation.
Let me ask you a quick follow-up question.
Coast to coast back then, there was more one coast.
Can I ask you a quick follow-up? So everything that was going on in the country in the 1700s, do you want to keep that going now?
I feel like I'm being set up here,
so
I'll go.
No, you're not. No, just keep it the same. We should do it now. Great point. Andy Hart.
Fireworks, good. Slavery, bad.
Good trap, Keith.
Pros, cons could not be more weighted in the cons for fireworks.
100%.
My dog thinks he's going to die. Soldiers who had PTSD.
Your dog's a wuss.
What about PTSD?
That's an issue.
Oh, okay.
I feel bad.
What about blowing your hand off like Jason Pierre-Paul?
You're a dumbass.
They're illegal. You have to clean them up afterwards.
Soot is everywhere.
Fires,
sort of illegal.
You could start. They're
it's
expensive.
Not really enforced.
Otherwise, oh, look at that. It's a boom.
It's mixed
the
messages. These
you
are
could
illegal.
Be spending
but come
the night
see us.
In the can.
All right, that's all the time.
How
we
many
have?
People do they arrest for fireworks? I'd like to see that list.
Millions.
Because it's a very, very, very small list. As someone who has spoken with officers
Shime,
while shooting off fireworks,
Eamon,
I was
great
not arrested.
Job, guys. Andy Hart's back in tomorrow. We are off tomorrow, though. Dale and I will be back on Monday. So everybody have a great, safe, firework-free weekend.
Yeah.
If you can help it. OMF is next. We'll talk to you later. Roughneck, so go check the lawn to buy. Watch your step, reflect, and get a hole in your side.
Swallow your pride. Don't let your lip react. And it's been a blast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.